Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is asking whether the Labour Party in the United Kingdom could win the next general election. And obviously at the moment, it's not looking likely. So, because they're doing so badly, they're third in most opinion polls. So, you know, what percentage of people are going to vote for them is now looking like sort of 21% is the best estimate, down as low as 14%, which is really staggering, depending on which polls you look at. There's more in common, YouGov, Find Out Now, and so on, Virion, Lord Ashcroft, and so forth, which might be a bit right-leaning. He used to be a big Conservative Party donor. Obviously, there's no point in duping yourself as a politician or a whatever pollster. The whole thing is accuracy is what they go for. So that is really shocking, considering they got 34% of the popular vote in July 2024. Here we are, not even a year and a half on, and they've gone down like almost one percentage point for each month that they've been in office. So that is horrific. No party in government has lost popularity so quickly. Now, after that 1966 election, which Labour won re-election, their popularity plummeted, but it wasn't as bad as this, and that was partly because the pound lost a lot of its value. So it seemed really, really bad for them. But then, obviously, they tend to recover, governing parties, their popularity, towards polling day in 1970, but ended up narrowly losing, and so forth. But on the one hand, there's only one example, almost in the last century, where a party has won an election and lost the very next one, and that would be the Conservative Party winning in 1970, surprised under Edward Heath, only to lose in February 1974. Even then, the Conservatives got slightly more votes than the Labour Party, but fewer seats. Goodness. But it's looking really bad. Okay, so but the thing is, Labour doesn't deserve to be doing that dreadfully. Inflation is not too big, high. I mean, unemployment is like 5%. It's gone up. It's not terrible. Been far worse unemployment rates under the Conservatives in the 1980s, still went on to win. There have been some resignations for the cabinet. I mean, I can think of two. So, you know, it's not terrible. There are always scandals in government. The NHS has maybe even got a little bit better. And there was a doctor's strike. There's not much sympathy for that. They ended strikes for quite a long time. They're moving ahead with their green policies, with updating infrastructure. So some success, small success in rearming the military, getting more people to join and things like that. Why are they doing so badly? I mean, partly things like taking away the heating allowance from pensioners and then changing course in it. Maybe it was a right to perform the Volt Fast or this farm tax, and they've then performed a U-turn on that. But, you know, all right, sometimes it's right to turn around. The two-child benefit cap, and of course, they changed their tune on that one. These things are absolutely economically vital until all of a sudden they're not. Now, every government changed its mind on a few things. A rather uninspiring leadership from Sir Keir Starmer and so forth. And then there's pressure for them to be loony left, which they're so far resisting. I suppose they're going on with a sort of transgender mania. There's pressure on them to stand up for human rights in Palestine, which they are mostly not doing, have at least recognized Palestine at long last. So things could start to go right for them. What if the economy starts to grow? Or what if the NHS waiting list goes down substantially? Or they manage to tackle crime, they manage to tackle illegal immigration, which I don't think they are. Legal immigration actually quite good on. I suppose they manage to censor the media more or to indoctrinate people in schools with their feminist ideology and so forth. That might help, especially as votes are 16. But they'd have to get rid of Starmer. So everyone's saying our May local elections in England, Holyrood elections in North Britain, and the Welsh parliamentary elections, those go ahead in May. So Labour's predicted to do very, very badly. And don't just look at opinion polls. Look at votes actually cast, ballots cast in by-elections for local authorities. And you'll see the Liberal Democrats are gaining, the Greens are gaining, Conservatives gaining a tiny bit, Reform gaining substantially, Labour losing appallingly, and so on. So say that that's a real result, not an opinion poll. On the other hand, turnout in locals is very low, like 30%. So yeah, it is difficult to see Labour winning. And also, how do you define winning? Is it having the most votes? Or is it having a majority in the House of Commons? 326 seats is very difficult to see them getting 326 seats. They could come be the largest party. That would be difficult. You know, they're only slightly behind the Conservatives. They could pull ahead of the Conservatives. to pull ahead of Reform UK. Now, that's the challenge. So a lot of disgruntled Labour voters, the switch to the Green Party, the more extreme left-wing ones, perhaps some to the Liberal Democrats. The only good news on the horizon for Labour lately is that your party is so shambolic. Your party's had 6 months to come up with a proper name, has still got that name, can't agree about money, and so on. And a very public falling out between Jeremy Corbyn and Zara Sultana, and like seems to be going nowhere fast. It seemed to be a substantial threat to Labour, and now it's not. What else? Could they have some work out some sort of pact with the Greens to try and forfend the possibility of Reform UK getting in, and all the Liberal Democrats, not to stand here and there or to only run paper candidates? So getting rid of Starmer and getting a better leader, they could hardly have a worse one. But the thing is, if you get rid of him in May and don't go have an election for another 3 years, then the new prime minister has plenty of chances for his or her honeymoon to wear off. The smart thing to do is to dump Starmer, elect a new leader and call a leader election straight away. But from Starmer saying, I'm going to stand down, to them electing a new leader, it might take 2 months, has to be nominated by Labour MPs, and then the mass membership votes on it. So that would take a couple of months. They could be being the largest party would not be that difficult. Having over 326 seems almost impossible. They'd have to sort of pull off some real miracle because, you know, you can turn around 10% behind the polls. I think 20%, you can't turn that around. Now, a week is a long time in politics. As one of Labour's most successful prime ministers, Harold Wilson, said, well, the only one apart from Blair to win, four elections, actually. So it was, in that sense, the most successful. So 3 years or 3.5 years is almost an eternity. Anything could happen. Reform UK could implode. One of the problems for Reform United Kingdom is that its voters are older and they're less educated than people often who didn't vote for a few elections. So they might fall out of voting altogether. And they don't have a strong allegiance to Reform UK. Often they're voting Reform UK because they're disgruntled with Labour or the Conservatives. About a quarter of those who said they'll vote Reform UK voted Labour last time. And about half of them say they voted Conservative last time and so on. The one thing is, some of those people who former Labour voters want to vote Reform UK, they loathe the Conservatives, so they don't want to deal with them, and likewise. So Reform UK turnout could be a problem. Turnout's always a headache for Labour. So that means the reality is probably even worse than the polls suggest. But so Labour's got to say, don't vote for the Green Party. I remember 20 years ago when Cameron became leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, he was harping on about ecology, and his slogan in those local elections of 2006, that May, was vote blue, go green. Vote for the Conservative Party and we'll have environmentalist policies, okay? Which is something that the Tory party hadn't pretended to care about beforehand. But Labour's slogan's got to be vote green, go teal. If you vote for the Green Party, that's going to put Reform UK in office. And for progressive voters, that would be a nightmare scenario. So to prevent the worst possible outcome, you've got to vote Labour. It's negative voting. Voting on the basis of what you're against rather than what you're for and so on. So Labour are going to present themselves as the only one who can keep Farage out of number 10 Downing Street. So there is a possibility that Labour could win. What percentage chance at this stage do I give them of being the biggest single party in the House of Commons? At the moment, kind of like low, like about 40%. What chance do I give them getting over 326 seats? At the moment, say 20% chance. But, you know, many things could make that go higher or lower. We live in interesting times. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.